Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Guys, welcome to Ireland.
Thank you.
Welcome home.
We took my daughters out for dinner last
Stop.
Night.
Where'd
we all
you
went
go?
Out and we ended up, they dragged us immediately to the George and we had the best night. I've christened
them. Amazing.
Them.
Amazing.
Well,
it was amazing.
What
a way to see Dublin.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen it now and I should just go home.
Did you take them down to Gay's Bar? Round the corner?
No, but Evie did point it out to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about Lisa, but I know that Dominic, there's an Irish connection. Isn't there a West Cork?
Yeah, so my dad was from Skibbereen.
Okay, wow.
So that's why I loved Rivals, the book, because it's about this Irishman who comes to England and works for the BBC, which I did. My dad left Skibbereen at 16, came over when it was no blacks, no Irish,
no
got
dogs,
elocution
yeah.
lessons,
dogs.
No
wow.
dogs.
Yeah.
And sent me to Harrow, the school that Rupert Campbell Black
Your kid.
Went to. So for me, this book is Irish and posh English, and that was why I think I can write it so well, because I get the Irish and I get those posh boys. I mean, I slept with a few of those posh boys at school. And so I get the world.
Totally.
And that's why it's special for me, but that's why it's so nice to be here.
I would say so. And Lisa, any connection?
My mum and dad are both Irish.
Stop.
I know. They're from County Antrim. My dad's from Carrickfergus, which, you know, and my mum's from Whitehead, just down the road. So I am Irish. I can get qualify for an Irish passport.
You should.
So it's great to be.
They're very useful.
They are, actually.
They score quite well on the international passport scale.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth doing. Listen, congratulations on Series 1, but now Series 2. It is so much crack. Are you happy with it?
It is, isn't it?
It is.
Does it feel bigger and bolder and hunkier?
And it feels brighter and more colourful, and there's more explosions of everything happening. I really, really have enjoyed what I've seen so far. It is so good. So what I'd love to know is, like, on set, is there as much fun happening? I'll put this to you first. There is much fun happening as we see on, because when we see it on screen, it's just crack start to finish. But when you're sitting down and you're making anything, it's a commitment, it's effort, it's work, whatever. What's it like, though?
It's the most pleasurable. It doesn't feel like work.
Okay.
Like waiting to find out if we go to season two, that was work. Doing the work is not work, because we have a huge amount of crack making this stuff. And then when we're off set waiting for, you know, somebody else has gone on to do the thing, we're like, it's a dream. But they work us long hours, long days, so the ideas of us all going out of a night and knocking back 10 pints, it's like not a thing.
Sure.
But you know, when you do get some time to go for a jar, it is as vomitously fabulous as it is.
We actually all really like each other, a lot.
Really?
We have a very active, apart from me.
I can tell.
But we've got a very, very active WhatsApp group.
Okay.
We genuinely all like hanging out with each other. So it's kind of, when you get to go to work with your mates and you're sort of getting
I've
to...
I've been doing it for 25 years.
But it's so
the
brilliant.
Greatest thing. It's
great
the greatest
thing.
And it comes across on the screen.
You can see it.
Just can feel it. We were filming for nearly a year.
Yeah.
So you've got to...
What?
Your work?
I was going to ask you.
10 months.
12 episodes.
It doesn't feel like a four-week commitment.
No.
12 episodes.
10 months.
Nearly a year, all together, working hard, playing hard, and, you know, it's a really hard industry. Mm. So... we all are really hard on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make the best show possible, but we also want to have a good time doing it. Mm-hmm. And it's no fun if there's a dick in the mix.
No. And I think we've all had enough time where we've, over the years, sucked so much vinegar in jobs that we've done that now we're in the gravy and the honey. We're all like, we're in the honey, baby.
Yeah.
So there's a real deep appreciation for being able to play in such a shiny playground.
It is so shiny. I mean, I was going to ask Lisa, is it as horny as season one? However, I was 8 minutes in, you were at a swimming pool, and there was Mickeys everywhere. So,
Valerie was appalled by that. I have to say, I was like, do I get to see the willies? And then they were like, no, because they obviously shot my reaction. Then they took me out.
That's very
and shot
unfair.
The willies. I was like, it's the only reason why I agreed to do this job.
Again, no spoilers, but a little bit later in the episode, Victoria, there is a Maud and Declan scenario that ends with a box of Crunchy Nut Cornflakes that made me laugh so hard out loud. It's just fabulous. Like,
it's
they
fun.
Have to be so much
I mean, it's like it's like that section is like an entire film in the journey they go on in like a 3 minute go. Yeah,
totally.
They're and you can do that with Maud and Declan because they're so fiery and bonkers.
But with all this Irish connection, right, I'm just going to propose something here. I think we know there's going to be a season three, and I say you may not know, but we as the public know there's going to be. There should also be, I think, a spin-off where Maud and Declan and Freddie
And Valerie
get themselves to Ireland to take on the Irish TV industry, shoot on location here. Happy. We've got the best possible TV production in the world.
It is. And you have amazing... I filmed Holding down in West Cork with the most amazing crew.
There you go.
Cast and gang. And we filmed a bit of this in Connemara.
No way.
So we were in Connemara, episode...
Five.
Episode five, Cameron and Declan go to Ireland and film in Connemara.
You haven't seen five yet.
Yeah. You wait.
Neither have we.
We had to. And a lot of when we were doing the production meeting, they said, oh, it's expensive to film in Ireland. Maybe we just film in the Cotswolds and pretend. And
right.
That's offensive.
Thank you.
Aidan Turner going, isn't Ireland wonderful in the middle of the bloody Cotswolds?
No.
Totally. So we went and we filmed in a storm up a hill. It was awful.
Yeah, sounds bleak.
It was worth it.
Can we also go to Spain? I don't know.
You've got a villa in Spain.
I've got a villa in Spain.
Los Rivales in España. Like, surely we can.
Ireland and then Spain.
Los Rivales.
Sorry, very quickly. I know I have to wrap up very quickly. Did you get to keep any of Val's outfits because they are flames?
No.
Like the hats.
No, the hats.
Yeah. Color.
I only took her Spanx.
Okay.
That's all I took from Valerie is her Spanx. I didn't.
You don't want to be giving them to anyone.
I wasn't allowed. So you can't take any of those clothes home because they're like, we need them just in case we see them again in another series that may or may not happen. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on season two. What I've seen so far is just, it's debaucherously brilliant.
Oh.
So
thank
you so much for today as well. Appreciate it.
Really great to see you.
You too.
Really great.
Yeah.
We love him. Dave Moore on Today FM.